But it's very bad for agriculture across Europe. It's very bad for European consumers because it will allow large quantities of Mercosur beef, mainly is going to be Brazilian beef, into Europe, and also indeed a large quantities of chicken. 99,000 tons of beef is on the play here, and 180,000 tons of chicken. Poultry, as we know, is under pressure at the moment, and we can see the issues that's there with the bird flu epidemic threatening the whole poultry industry. And if something like that were to happen again, we could see this, that they would use that crisis, if you like, to open this up further and to allow even more of this product in. Now, the issue that we have with it and the issue that European consumers have with it from a food safety point of view is that it does not meet the same standards as we have to produce food in Europe, either in Ireland or any other country in Europe, particularly with regard to traceability of the animals, with regard to the use of pesticides and hormones and all of those things. In fact, the European Commission has stated clearly that they cannot guarantee that there will not be hormone beef coming in. So, you know, these are very serious issues and have very serious health implications. But because at the moment there's large quantities of Brazilian beef already coming into Europe, at the moment, with the without this deal, they're paying a 20% tariff, and on some of it they're paying even a 40% tariff, and they can still produce it cheap enough to be able to come and sell it in Europe. So it would put huge pressure on the family farm, if you like, and certainly the beef industry in Ireland.
We're still waiting to see what the government's stance is going to be. Are you confident now at this stage that they will take a firm grip of this, that they will provide firm opposition, and will that opposition be listened to at European level?
Well, we don't know, to be honest. Last week we had the farmer organisations. I had a briefing in the AV room in Leinster House where I brought in the farmer organisations to speak about this. And, you know, the word we get back is that when the government is here, they talk about being opposed to the Mercosur deal in its present format. And at the same time, when we hear what's coming back from Europe and from the European Commission, there's not the same level of opposition when the officials sit down with the Commission.
Is it a case of running with the hare and hunting with the hound?
Well, it would appear to be that way, and a lot of people are very concerned about that, and a lot of the farm organisations are concerned as well. And what we need the government to do is to be very firm in respect of it. We want them to work with other like-minded member states to try and form a blocking minority at council level to be able to block this from going forward, because it's such a... if you like, a line in the sand for European agriculture and for European food standards, for to allow this to happen.